Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I am looking forward to what's going to happen with Blackpink's solo activities in 2024. So Blackpink as the group renewed their contract with YG, but all of the members didn't for their individual activities. And Jennie has already started like her own entertainment company for her activities. And I'm sure all the other ones are either gonna sign with new companies or start their own. So I'm excited to see what's gonna happen there.
Me too.
They're gonna have a lot of stuff, more than they've ever released probably individually.
You think so?
Think so. I mean, especially Jennie, she's probably had what, 3 song solos in her whole career.
That's true.
And now that she's by herself, free of the YG chains, like she could do whatever she wants.
Okay. All right. Okay, Gabe.
Hey everyone, it's Gabe. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy end of 2023. Time really flies. I feel like it's been a whirlwind of a year, and here we go into the next one.
I know, here we go into the next one, everyone. But before we do that, we are back with a second 2023 roundup with our Idol Talk Awards, and we're going to give a lot of exciting awards today, and Ash is going to kick us off with our Rookie Awards.
Yes. So to start off Rookie of the Year, I want to give a fun fact about groups that have debuted in 2023. So there have been 71 new debuts in 2023.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 32 female groups, 32 female groups, 36 male groups, and 3 mixed groups. And the list that I looked at did include like subunit debuts. So for example, NCT, Dodejung, that was included in the male debut. But yeah, there were a lot of groups that debuted this year. And of those groups, the most notable ones and the ones that were nominated at the award shows for Best Male Rookie Award were Boy Next Door, Even, Rise, Zykers, and Zero Base One. For Female Rookie of the Year, the nominees were Adya. I don't even know how to pronounce this group's name. EL7Z Space Up.
Elsa, that's the Queendom, the Queendom puzzle group.
Interesting. I mean,
like controversy because the name was kind of whack when they got released. So it went through like iterations of reprimanding.
How do you pronounce it again? Elzup?
Elzup, yeah.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that from the spelling of it. So whatever. Edya, Elzup, Kiss of Life, Limelight, and Triple S. I would say, as a whole, of the 72 groups that have debuted this year, those 10 that I named are really the only ones that have made a mark on K-pop. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe even less, because the female, as a whole, the female rookies have just been not great. Mm-hmm. For the award shows, I also want to point out that Rookie of the Year is not a very common award that's given out anymore. It used to be this big thing, but now they have new names for it. So for example, at the FACT Music Awards, the Rookie of the Year is called New Leader Award. Some award shows like Melon, they didn't distinguish between female and male. They just did New Artist Award.
Like they didn't give one for each gender group.
Right. They just said new artist. And overall, the artists that won pretty much all of the shows were Zero Base One, which is the Mnet survival show group, and at some shows, Rise. Since we are in the business of giving two awards, one for male and one for female, my male award will obviously be given to Rise. Their debut was so good, despite the fact that Sung Chan and Shitara were formerly NCT and there was a lot of drama about that. I'm not going to go into it, but like,
We have gone into it already.
yeah, I'm not going to go into it today, at
Yes.
least. Their debut was so good. They followed up with Get Sexy, which was okay, but still in the same vein. And I'm really excited for like their future releases because emotional pop as a genre is fun. It's exciting, and I love them. For female rookie of the year, I'll be honest, I didn't listen to any new female groups this year. And of the ones that I did, this group, they just came up on my playlist. I didn't like seek them out. And that is Kiss of Life. They are a R&B pop group.
Ashley, I agree with you on the boy group. I think Rise had the best year, objectively. They had some interesting advantages that they started with, but also like strange struggles to begin with that accompanied a lot of the advantages. And I thought the incorporation of Sung Chan and Shitaro into this group worked really well. And apart from Dream and 17, I actually think that Get a Guitar was one of the highest charting boy group songs of the entire year, from what I saw on the charts. So I think that also Rise deserves my Rookie of the Year. I'm curious to know what you think about Zero Base One, though, because for me, this might be a hot take. They are incredibly popular. Like, KCON might as well have been a Zero Base One fest. Like, it was because of, well, because KCON's put on by Mnet. And of course, they're still like super popular. But from my view of things, their debut was just a little bit lackluster and does not live up to the expectations of a survival boy group that is debuting. Like, I don't think that their song did that well. They, of course, they sell a lot of albums as is, but if I'm really comparing apples to apples, I compare them to 101 and it's not even close. It's like literally not even close. 1 year into 101's career, they were winning like desangs. And they had like in the teens of their music wins on their first debut. So I'm curious as to what you think, what happened to Zero Base One. And given that I think obviously no one would not take their year, but they don't win Rookie of the Year for me.
I think their show was really popular. I really enjoyed it. But like you said, their title track and their follow-up tracks have just been flat. Like they weren't bangers. And I think that's what did them under. I know that with Rise, there wasn't as much hype. Like, they didn't have a survival show behind them, like Zero Base One. But I think what makes them different is that their song was actually good, like, amazingly good. And In Bloom was just, like we said in a
It
previous
was
episode,
fine.
it was like trying to be really good, but it wasn't good. Like, it was almost there. It was almost there, but something was missing that just wasn't giving it that like extra
Extra
oomph.
level. I also just wonder if, I mean, I think you're right. Like it really comes down to what you're releasing. Because if you're releasing a consumable song that's really good, then the game's over.
Yeah.
But I also think, and we've talked about this a little bit, like, are we really done with this survival show thing? Like
No.
I feel like it just makes me question, because is that strong era not over, but are people, is there a ceiling effect? That I think that is where I question, because Zero Base One had just so much going into it, so much going into it, that they should have been destined for this. But anyways, Gabe, what are your thoughts on rookies?
Yeah, I thought so. Generally, I feel like this year the rookies kind of fell flat. It was not like the year that I've debuted or anything like that, or when New Jeans debuted, like they had mega years. And in general, I feel like the girl groups this year were kind of like meh, in my opinion. I did like
Yeah.
Triple S, and they like kind of, they had like a little moment where they were popular, but I don't think it was like anything groundbreaking. And then in terms of boy groups, I think Zero Base One, like kind of what you guys were saying, they like did well, but not really living up to the expectations that previous kind of iterations of that kind of group have like set the bar at. So for me, it was kind of like, it was fun, like they did well, but it wasn't like kind of up to snuff of what I would expect from Mnet.
So
Yeah, I
who would you
agree.
give the award to?
Nobody? For boy group, I mean probably Zero Base One, just because they were the biggest kind of boy group debut that came up. And nothing against Rise, but I think the way that Rise came about didn't really sit well with me, with like the whole Shitaro Sung Chan like moving around thing.
Yes.
And then for girl groups, I don't know. I'm like kind of not really feeling too strongly either way, but if I were to give one, I'd give it to Triple S, I think.
I think for girl groups, if Baby Monster from YG didn't debut at the end of November, I think they would have been a contender for Rookie of the Year. And maybe they could get next year because
Probably next year, yeah.
first of all, there was like a lot of confusion about when they were going to debut. Like I thought they were going to debut way earlier, but it was just taking forever. And then when they finally came out, their dance challenge did really well. So maybe we'll see them as rookie next year.
Next year, I think, if YG gives them music, which is not a given.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna move from rookie to, oh, I'll say like one thing about girl groups. I mean, I think we're gonna get into it, but it really was girl groups year again, which means that I just feel like it's just so hard for the new goo girls to break in, because the other girls are just monopolizing the industry completely.
Yeah.
Which brings me to album of the year. So upon my look of two of the major award shows, it's just so interesting because each of these award shows, the Mamas and the Melons, which are the two major ones that have already released their awards, come up with five nominees, but there's only one album that overlaps in any of the nominations. And I feel like that's just really interesting because the criteria is a little bit different. But for the Mamas, I'll just go ahead and list out 10 nominations from both of the awards. So from the Mama Awards, the nominees were FML 17, ISTJ NCT Dream, Get Up by NewJeans, 5 Star by Stray Kids, and The Name by TXT. For the Melon Awards, the only one that overlaps is NewJeans' Get Up. If that's an omen for anything, let that be. The other nominees were IVE, G Idol, I Feel, aespa, My World, and Le Sserafim, Unforgiven. For the Mamas, 17 won, and that was really big for them. I saw their acceptance speech and they were incredibly emotional and sad, and that was their first kind of big win, and very much deserved. I will also say that there was just an article that was released by the Gaon Charts and the Circle Charts. And cumulatively, the amount of K-pop albums that are sold worldwide have just skyrocketed like crazy. So, and it was the biggest year to date for album sales by K-pop artists. So in 2022, about 74 million K-pop albums were sold. In 2023, 115 million K-pop albums were sold, which is kind of crazy.
You know what I think it is? I think it's like K-pop's, I don't know what, maybe it's Warner Music or whoever HYBE's like American distribution is, but Target has a ton of
Yeah, like
K-pop
there are people
albums.
that are selling, I mean, there are stores that are selling them now that are easily accessible. Like you don't have to buy it from Amazon, right? So that was a 49% increase from last year. Mind you, when the data started in 2013, only 8 million albums were sold the whole year. So, there's something going on. And I think there's also been a shift in fan culture. Like, fan culture means you're buying the album and you're contributing to statistics. And that's just how it is. So I think this is, worth saying. The MAMA Awards again went to 17, and it very much followed who was able to sell the most. So
That was the
coincidentally,
criteria.
well, that's what just what it ends up looking like. So the top
Oh.
five artists that sold the most were 17, Stray Kids, TXT, NCT Dream, and NewJeans. All five of them were nominees, and they didn't nominate any of the other ones. For the Melons, again, the only one that overlapped with the high selling album was NewJeans. And actually, in that award show, I've actually won Album of the Year, which was super interesting. So I think, from my objective take of it, I think that NewJeans gets Album of the Year. And this is the same reason why I was like re-listening to some of our big awards from last year. I wasn't ready to give NewJeans any of the big awards because they were still too rookie for me. But at the end of the day, I said last year that I saw all of their songs charting at one point the entire year. And I think what gets you Album of the Year is that you can have notable B-sides, because an album is more than just the title. So I think this year that Powderpuff Girl album popped off. I hear ETA all the time. I hear Super Shy all the time. I hear all of their songs all the time. And I don't even listen to them all that much, but I know the song because it is being played and everyone loves it. And I do too. So I would give it to NewJeans. Ashley, who's it to you?
I agree. I thought the NewJeans album was awesome. I probably wrecked like every single song on this album in one of our K-pop episodes. I love that this album came with like a little bag, like a cute little, I don't know if it was a paper bag, but they had like a cutout bag that was part of the album as like merch. So cute. Everything about it. And I think like HYBE did a really great job putting money behind a door and like just blasting them everywhere. They have a Line Friends collaboration. You could get those bunnies at the Line Friends store. They had the Parasite. Is it the Parasite Girl? No, the Squid Games Girl in
The
one of
Squid
their
Games
music
girl, yeah.
videos. They're just throwing money at these girls and it's working. And they're doing a really great job with the music. So, Chukahe,
New jeans.
NewJeans.
Okay, Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that's been said. I think NewJeans as like a full album has done the best from my perspective. Despite kind of the huge boy group album sales, I feel like that metric is almost a little bit unreliable in this day and age because of kind of the fan culture around buying albums. Like, I remember when 17 released that album that there were like stories about people who were just like mass buying albums and just like leaving them everywhere because they didn't want them anymore because they would buy like entire boxes of them. So like, I don't know, not to take anything away from them. They've achieved a lot this year. Kudos to them, but I don't think like the physical sales are quite as reliable anymore as what they used to be. So my award, I think, would go to NewJeans for Album of the Year. That's my objective pick. My kind of second honorable mention is IVE because even though they haven't released a ton of music in their careers, this mini album that they released this year was their fourth one to get to number one on the Circle chart. So I think, and I think that means every single IVE mini album has reached number one, which I think is like
And they
an
did, the
amazing.
Melons did award them Album of the Year.
Yeah, and I think that's an amazing achievement. Like, you're four for four. Like, who can say that about their music, right?
And they had three or four songs that went to number one this year too, like Batty, I Am. What is that? The softer one. Late Night Conversations. I forget that one. It was like their B-side, their pre-release. Anyways,
Off the record.
yeah, Off the
Yeah.
Record, right? Like they all did really well, and they deserve it. I understand why they were awarded this, and. For me, also, a girl group does get this award also because girl groups have made much better strides in their album sales, which were traditionally much, much, much lower than boy groups. And the boys have not come to parity with how girl groups dominate the charts. So again, I think a girl, it makes sense that a girl group does win this album of the year, just as a whole. Okay, awesome. Okay, Gabe is gonna wrap us up with two of, again, bigger awards, Song of the Year and then Artist of the Year.
Okay, so for Song of the Year, I think how song, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Song of the Year, how it works that a lot of these shows is the nominees for Song of the Year, the list is really long, and they just include like pretty much everybody who's nominated for any of the other categories. They get a nomination for Song of the Year. So some of the ones that kind of stood out for me were Super by 17, Queen Card by G Idol, I Am by IVE, 50 Cupid by 50/50, and then S Class by Stray Kids, Seven by Jungkook, and Anti-Fragile by Le Sserafim.
Oh, yeah, that's a bop.
Yeah, so there's probably a bunch more. There's a bunch more that, I missed
There's so
there, but
many, but
yeah,
you
there's
can't
a
name them
ton.
all. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I think just based on like holistic chart performance and like cultural impact, that's what I'm gonna
It's
call it.
cultural impact, longevity.
Yes. Cultural impact. I'm gonna give it to G Idol Queen Card.
Oh gosh.
Just based on kind of how it swept, it like really swept the nation in terms of impact. Like, people were doing the dance. They had entire soccer, I've said this before, they've had entire soccer stadiums singing Queen Card while they're like, the five girls are like in the middle of the like field, like in this little thing dancing, and there's like thousands of people watching. So for me, it's Queen Card. And then honorable mention, I would say to Cupid by 50/50, just kind of
Of
coming out of left
course.
field and like, going viral on TikTok and taking that route to get to, a lot of popularity. So for me, definitely Queen Card, and then a close second is Cupid by 50/50.
Ashley.
My objective and subjective pick is also Queen Card by G Idol.
Jesus.
I know, it's so good, and the music video was great. Everything about it was like so nostalgic and fun. I loved the white girls recreation club scene.
White chicks,
Yeah,
yes.
white chicks, yeah. And then I love the stages where they're wearing like butterfly wings. It's just so good. I've said it before, G Idol has really come around for me, and that song put them like solidified them in my library.
Objective and subjective. That's really
Yeah.
interesting. Okay, I'm gonna go for some subjective picks first because they're definitely not. They were not songs of the year, but they were songs of the year in my heart. I think that 50, well, 50/50 could have been an objective song of the year too.
Yeah.
But I think with so much competition, it just doesn't happen objectively, which bears out in the nominations. Like 50/50, unfortunately, still too rookie, still too small, unfortunate circumstances, but
Yeah.
Cupid took the world by storm with one song this year. And didn't they also have a Barbie soundtrack? Were they on the Barbie soundtrack or were they
Yeah.
supposed to be on the Barbie soundtrack? Okay. Which big cultural icon vibes there, first of all. Second, I will shout out, I think that Broken Melodies was the vocal performance of the year. So good. I think that they didn't get enough recognition for that release. So here's my actual subjective pick is also G Idol Queen Card. I'm addicted to that song. It was my number two or three played song on Spotify. It was everything I needed in K-pop and more.
Yes.
G Idol Queen Card. I just didn't know that that was the song that was going to just hold me by the neck and never leave 2023. Because actually, Tomboy and Nude did not capture me like that.
No.
But I think objectively, those two songs captured the Korean audience more than Queen Card. And that's, I think, saying a lot. Queen Card, anyways, that's my subjective picks. My objective pick does go back to the quote unquote basics here. And I think that you really can't mess with NewJeans, OMG. Like the
Yes.
whole entire year, that song was number one somewhere.
Yes.
You're hearing it everywhere. It's a really good song. People are still doing the challenge. People are still putting it in the background of their holiday reels. Like, it's December 2023. The song was a hit the entire year. And then they followed it up with Super Shy. And then even before that, they had Ditto. Like,
That's why I didn't want to give it to them because
it's just too much going on for
their whole
them.
album was so good. They already got Album of the Year. Like, did they need Song of the Year
I don't think so, but I think that they do get it. I think that they do get it because, like, these songs were unmatchable. Like, OMG was unmatchable for the entire year. And then, anyways. Okay.
And then actually at Mama and Melon, NewJeans Ditto won Song of the Year
Ditto.
for both.
Yeah.
And I think that's because for
It was
Song of the
really.
Year, you're only allowed to get nominated for your title track, right? Is that right?
I'm not sure, but it's also because Ditto was released earliest in the year, so I think it tracks the most points. Yeah, because like Super Shy gets released like quarter three. So even though it does really well, it doesn't rack up as many points. It's usually the songs that are like racking up points from January.
Like if you
So
chart really well early and then you stay there the
you
whole
stay
year.
there, even if it's not number one, you're like staying at a really high level for like the whole year, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay,
Some
our
other
last
honorable
award. Oh,
mentions.
go ahead.
Wait, other honorable
Sorry.
mentions. I just wanna shout out Jungkook, even though I'm not in army, you know, there's plenty of them out there, and I know that they will ride or die for Jungkook, so I'm going to add Idle Talk to the ride
It's true.
or die.
It's
He
an
had a
objectively good song. It
yeah,
is.
7, 3D, and then I think what was the other one? There's another one.
Standing next to you.
Standing next to you,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. All three of those did really well. They were
Yes.
also, you know, captured the kind of attention of both the Western and the Korean audience. I wouldn't say it was like the cultural kind of anomaly that Queen Card was, in my opinion, but it was still a
No.
very, you know, very popular thing, especially out here in the States.
Any other honorable
Okay.
mentions? Does anyone else have any honorable mentions? This is great. I
No,
could, okay.
I
I mean,
mean,
I really liked the IVE song, but that's just personally.
it's really good. What do you mean, just personally? A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
Like, I am,
I.
right? I am was a pretty cool, like, I think it was a cultural, like, moment, iconic moment.
Yeah. I think, and one honorable mention for me would be Stray Kids S Class.
Fair enough.
Like, it's so good. The choreo. And they performed at the VMAs. Like, they're really making moves. And they didn't get a lot of attention from the like Asian music shows, but they did from the American. So there's balance there, I guess.
Yeah, and they were the, well, going back to our album statistics, they were our second place winner for most albums sold in 2023 at almost 11 million, which is a lot of stays. Or it's like half of the stays buying two, or one third of the stays buying three. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Okay, artist of the year.
Okay, so artist of the year, I'm just gonna preface this that for Mama, BTS has won artist of the year every single year since 2016.
My God.
And then for Melon, BTS has won in 2018, 19, and 20. And then they stopped winning in 2021. But they've been nominated up till 2022. So this is the first year that BTS was not even nominated for either Mama or Melon for Artist of the Year. And I think that's a good thing. It's reflective of kind of what happened this year. And I'm happy that both Mama and Melon didn't kind of fold under any kind of pressure to like nominate them, even though they didn't do anything
Yeah.
as a group, really, for group activities. So just gonna open with that. And then the nominees that I kind of came up with for Artists of the Year, I think clearly there's NewJeans, IVE, Seventeen, Stray Kids, NCT Dream, aespa, and Le Sserafim, kind of as the ones who have risen above. And I guess G Idol too, since we gave them Song of the Year, they deserve to be mentioned here as well. And then for my objective and subjective pick, I'm gonna have to go with NewJeans just because I think holistically, if you take into account like everything that comes with being an artist, you know, the music, the marketing, the kind of like other auxiliary stuff, the cultural impact, as I like to say now, they just kind of rose above everybody else. So my award goes to NewJeans.
Ashley.
I agree. I think, like you said, NewJeans has risen above, and I would give them my objective and subjective pick. I am a talkie, a bunny.
We should just end the podcast. I am a Toki. That's it. Period. End of podcast. Okay, I'm just gonna throw a wrench in then because the choices are just so obvious this year. So I gave my Song of the Year and Artist of the Year to NewJeans. So I will save this award objectively, I think, in my weird criteria. I think that Artist of the Year means that you were successful. You might not necessarily be the most successful, but for me, it means that you're kind of like a representative of the K-pop world. And for me, that comes with a couple of more years, I think.
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna be making.
Those accumulative like points
Yes,
for you.
unfortunately, yeah. For me, it's like cumulative. Like, what you've done before also counts, even though maybe this year is weighted like 90%. So, my artist of the year goes to 17 because I think that they sold 16 million albums this year. And even though like album sales, and I 100% agree, are not the best metric of anything, it certainly means that you have a big fandom. And it means that you have worked really hard to sustain a really, really solid career in the K-pop industry. And for a long time for me, 17 was at the A minus B plus level, even though they worked really hard year in and year out. And nothing was given to them. Like people think, oh, they're like they're HYBE now. I'm always gonna see them as Pledis boys, like Pledis boys only. Like they were not from a big company. They started out with very little and with a lot of members, so they were probably splitting a lot of parts. They were splitting a lot of profit. 17 also isn't just manufactured. Woozy writes a lot of his music. Like when they accepted their album of the year at the Mamas, they were talking about how like Woozy is basically like at the center of this group because he's like writing everything for them. And again, you don't see that a lot in the K-pop industry. So, and I think that Super charted really well for a long time, even though it still succumbed to a lot of the girl group hits. But as a whole, considering those two things, plus the idea of, okay, who's going to be the representative? Who's going to actually like, if you ask some random person, like, what K-pop was, like, who are you going to hire? Sure, you'd probably hire NewJeans, but maybe you would also hire Seventeen, is what I'm saying.
I
So
agree.
my objective pick would be Seventeen. My subjective pick would also probably be NewJeans. So
It's
it was
interesting that
just.
you look at it from like a cumulative point of view, because as you were saying that, I was thinking, is this hype for NewJeans? Is their cultural impact like, will it be short-lived? What does the
Yeah,
future
we don't
hold
know
for
any of
them?
the questions. We don't know any of the answers to those things.
Right. If they have a bad album next year, will all of the people that were riding with them this year be down for them next year? And with 17, like since they started off small and grew and grew and grew, like everyone who will be
They're
here,
staying. They're
yeah, they're
staying.
staying for them next year.
They're staying.
It's not going to
Through
be the
bad
same.
and good years, they're staying.
Right. We are ride or die over here in the carrot world, but like, are people ride or die for NewJeans because they're so new?
I think we'll have to see.
Yeah.
And those are some of the very similar questions that we are asking about the big girl groups of today, Le Sserafim, IVE, NewJeans, aespa. Like, are people going to stick with them? And I
Right.
think this year people have stuck with them. But will they do that for 9 years later, like 17? I think something is to be said there, and something to
Yeah.
be given credit for what they've accomplished out of the BTS shadow. Like, it was also just so easy for them to, I think, for what it's worth, yes, they do have more resources now. Yes, they are brothers to BTS now. But for 7 years, they were not. So, like, they weren't getting a lot of the privileges that came with being a HYBE artist for majority plus of their career. They just happen to be hitting it as they are. So I think it's kind of like a spurious correlation. But anyways, those are our awards for 2023. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into this episode and to our episodes for the entire year. Let us know if you agree, disagree, anything. Let us know how you feel about some of the year-end awards. That's always a favorite episode of ours. We're on Instagram at Idle Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. We're also on, we also have our email, idletalkpod@gmail.com, where we are soliciting feedback and content requests in our new segment called Bonchon Banter. We have our content directory, idletalkpod.woowoo.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, and also information about us. And it could be found in the description of our episodes here. Until next time, we will talk to you all in the new year, 2024. Always exciting to start a new K-pop year. So we'll be back with a new episode soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.